Hola! Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast!
Gray Area! Woo!
Yeah.
I am Shaquoia D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. If this is your first time here, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, life, existentialism, food, or nothing at all.
Where you hear that word at?
Existentialism?
College.
We was using
that all the time.
Yeah. That was like our go-to word.
It's about like existence.
Yeah.
That's what I mean?
It's about like the state of existence. Yeah.
Existentialism. It's like existing. The ism of existing. Mm. The ism of existing. No?
I don't know.
Anyways, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon. We are doing our food show, our food review show. And we got a lot more content.
Who made this?
That's the name of it. Mm-hmm. But we got a lot more content that we're working on for you guys. For the low price of $3, you could become a part of our Patreon. And the Patreon helps us to be able to make more content for you guys more frequently, higher quality, and just overall better.
And a vibe. A vibe.
Always a vibe. But today, we're talking about...
Random.
All right.
I learned that the closer you are to the train tracks and stuff, the more radiation that you are exposed to.
Mm-hmm. That's great to know.
All right. We live by a train track.
Okay. But, what does that mean for our lives? Are we going to have superpowers or are we going to wither away?
I think I already got superpowers.
I was about to say, find out next time. I'm in the gray area. It's like, no.
I already got superpowers. I got to go within to bring them out.
Or, I feel that. I got superpowers too, but I just, you know, radiation's not...
It's not ideal.
Like, yeah.
But.
Yeah.
But today's topic is kaleidoscope.
So, I don't know if y'all saw Kaleidoscope. It's a limited series on Netflix. If y'all haven't seen it already, this is about to be a spoiler alert, so definitely go watch one of our other episodes or go watch it and then come back to us. But we were reviewing the entire season. We're not doing episode by episode. But for Kaleidoscope, you want to explain it? Either one of y'all want to explain it?
Or... Kaleidoscope is a show. It's a series show on Netflix about a heist. It's about revenge. It's about a heist for revenge. A revengeful heist.
What was you about to say?
Yeah, I mean that's right. And then the hook of it all is that like they wanted you, everybody to watch it, and you can watch it in whatever order that you wanted to watch it. So we just threw it on and we just let it take us through whatever.
I think we started at yellow.
Yeah, we started with yellow
and we wound up ending with white.
Yeah, so we saw the heist last.
Yeah.
That was our last episode.
Yeah. So overall, what were your thoughts on the show? Did you like it? Did you hate it?
It was cool. Mm-hmm. I didn't like how it ended. Like the last episode. What was supposed to be the last what should have been the last episode. I didn't really like how it ended. But the heist, I'm fine with that being my last episode. Cause how it ended, certain stuff didn't sit well with me. When RJ died and how he died. That I was like,
I knew somebody had to kill him though. Either that or he just got left behind. Yeah.
Because then they said him and Bob was laying in the street.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting for Carlos to come through and he never came.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually fighting. What's her name?
They never said RJ was laying in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Who said that?
Nah, she's
the episode before.
Said Ava Bob. said Bob was in the street. She didn't say RJ was in the street.
She said RJ just wasn't there.
Yeah,
nobody was there for the truck, so she just left.
And nobody knew where RJ was at.
Yeah.
Except for Judy and
Bob.
And Stan now. Because he watched them throw him out.
just didn't want to say nothing.
That's why Bob was trying to kill Stan, because Stan walked outside when they were putting RJ in the dumpster.
Yeah. And I think he thought that it was Stan that was choking him out, not Judy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he was assuming that, all right, Stan just tried to kill me, so I gotta kill Stan and then get my wife back.
Yeah.
But even that little poke a hole through, that was wild.
Yeah.
I would have had to just go.
You know how hard you have to do that too? Like, that's, yeah, that's...
I think, I mean, he braced himself for it, but it's like, I can't breathe. Mm-hmm. So either I'm about to just die here like this, or I'm going to save my own life. And he opted to save his own life.
I wouldn't even thought to do that. Ah, that hurt.
I was like, this is it. It's
painful.
This is it.
Well, now you know for the future. No, I'm playing. Yeah, that's a wild.
I don't plan on living that life.
Yeah, that's one thing the show made me realize. I could never live a life of crime like this.
Mm-mm, absolutely not. I'm not built for it.
Oh man.
And then like he almost got everybody killed. He took the key. Like he was bugging. He was trying to get everybody caught. But it's like.
But if they all would have left, I don't think it would have been that smooth.
If they all would have left.
Mm-hmm. Because Leo wanted to stay and set Roger up.
Mm-hmm.
But once the thing went off, and they would have stuck to the plan, they would have got out smooth. Still wouldn't have had no money, but they would have got out.
Yeah, they would have made it out.
But if y'all haven't realized, so basically... We're talking about the night of the heist. We just watched that. That was our last episode. We just watched that yesterday. So that's like the freshest episode in our mind. But going back to... First of all, hold on. Backtracking. Also, still staying on the heist.
How did you feel about the show?
Oh, I didn't even do that. I didn't say how I felt. I thought it was great.
You put two thumbs up on my...
Yeah.
Thing.
I gave it two thumbs up. Because it was, I liked the fact that we were supposed to watch it out of order. Because I wasn't able to predict everything in the show. And, like, I'd be predicting a lot of stuff that happens in shows. But because it was out of order, it held my attention for longer. I was trying to figure out, okay, like, all right, if this is 6 months after the heist, then what happened during the heist that made it be like this? And like, okay, these people made it. And then like, even just like how his daughter was actually involved.
I thought that this was the plan all along. And like Ray and his
daughter had decided like he was going to set her up to like just live the life of luxury or whatever. Because, you know, because everything that happened with him and her mom and stuff like that. And to just frame Roger. But the fact that she's like, nah, I am the daughter of Lily and Ray Vernon. I just screwed y'all over. I thought that was... I wasn't expecting that at all.
That was definitely a finesse that I didn't see coming. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew that she made away with the bonds because the UPS guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I knew that too. Or the FedEx guy, whatever, but... I didn't realize that she was giving them back to the.
Yes.
And then that's why the triplets kept calling Roger. Roger. Mm-hmm. Now it makes sense. Like, now I already know. Just want to make sure that my whatever is safe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's smart. She good. She chilling. She live on the beach.
But I was wondering what she was talking to them about at that party. When she was, because they did show when she said, yeah, it's already worked out and da 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 da. And then Roger had came over and they wanted to talk to him in private or whatever. And I was wondering, like, what did she say to them? But I was like, it's probably, you know, her just reassuring them that their bonds are safe and blah, blah, blah. But I didn't realize she was telling them, like, is people already plan on, like, stealing your stuff. We're going to make sure that they're able to get in and all that stuff. They're very stealthy and stuff, and we'll get you your stuff back. And it's like, now you sitting pretty... The triplets, they support you. They gonna leave you alone. I keep saying the twins, man. This whole time I've been saying the twins, but they gonna leave you alone. You got a nice house. You laying low, and you don't get none of the blame.
Yeah, I don't. That's the only part I don't like. You'd be like, the bad guys really won at the end.
But the rich get richer, yeah, the rich story was. Yeah. Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, and it's sad. I wish it wasn't like that, but hey, it's what it is.
Until you part of the rich.
But you don't want to get rich like that, like.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be that kind of that those kind of
that kind of
yeah.
people with yeah. money. Like that's different.
Yeah, they be murdering and right. you know, pillaging. It's like that's not the kind of rich I'm trying to be.
Right.
But yeah, I think it was a good show as well. I don't think I needed to watch it out of order. Like I think it probably would have been. I don't want to say better, but like I think I would have felt better about it in the sequential order. I personally think because like waiting so long to find out about the heist, so then like some of the stuff where it was like it would have been a surprise. It wasn't a surprise because like I know they pulled it off. Let me see how they pulled it off. So it's like I mean it took away some of the anxiety or some of the like oh what's gonna happen next. But I still liked it in general.
Yeah. Go ahead.
My thing was, like, yeah, they pulled it off, but they didn't leave with the actual bond. So, like, what happened? I mean, I had guessed that she left with him in the FedEx room, but it was also, like, how? So then, I don't know. The last episode was the how for me. So mm-hmm. now it was just like, oh, okay. Now this all makes sense.
I was going to say, I feel like it was enough going on in each episode for me not to really care that they
if they
that, that they pulled it off mm-hmm. or if they pulled yeah. it off. Like it was enough going on in each episode to like and it was stuff was connecting but it was still leaving stuff like but what about this person?
Mm-hmm.
Like especially with RJ. Yeah. If you watch the episode RJ not there. Like, what happened to RJ?
Right, and y'all not even talking about him for real. Like nobody
it's cool that y'all pulled it off.
Yeah,
it's cool that everybody's safe, but
where's
RJ at?
Yeah, no RJ, no
and then Bob couldn't talk.
Right. I'm
like, what happened?
Yeah.
So now it's like, y'all pulled it off, but something went wrong.
Y'all
where Bob can't talk, y'all don't got no
y'all don't got no money.
RJ is missing.
Y'all didn't even leave with y'all passports.
Yeah, they left the passports. Stan and Judy together now, and Judy hate Stan,
yeah.
and Stan is just happy in a motel eating pizza. I'm like,
something ain't right about this.
I'm glad they got Auntie back.
I mean, but...
But she messed it up.
She definitely messed it up.
I got a headache.
I was like, because they literally almost made it. He just woke up and was like... What the heck? Who is like? That's like when you sleeping.
Who grandma?
Yeah, it's like who hovering over me? Over you can feel somebody energy just like over you. It's like, what the heck?
But I think that was one of those moments where like, if you're gonna do it, you need to just do it. Not
the wind.
Don't wind it all the way back and then go like this. You need to just like, soon as you get it, just throw it at his head. Mm-hmm. If it knock him out, great. If it don't, Ava got the gun. She can follow up or something because
they should just let Ava get the gun and.
Well, that's what Stan was doing. I don't think he realized she had got up because he was trying to get...
You mean Ray? Or Ray?
Ooh, not Stan. Leo. Yeah. Leo, Ray. That's what Ray was doing. He was trying to, like, get his hands undone and stuff like that. And then, all of a sudden, Abel was shot. Because he was yelling, no! In slow motion. When it all happened.
Yeah, well, because that was one why it was while she was getting shot. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but it was also like when she had went like this, it was like, what the fuck? Why would you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
I mean, I wasn't mad that it was out of order. I think my favorite episode probably like in terms of like excitement was probably the episode that where it's like the day after the heist. Because it was like, I didn't see the heist at all. So it's like, I don't know where RJ is. I don't know where the bonds are. Why is Ava driving around in circles? Where is Ava? You know what I'm saying? It's like, my mom was like, bro, what is going on? Where is Bob? And it's like, oh, now we found Bob is supposed to be dead. What happened? And then the 6 months later was
That was sad. But
that's the 6 months later.
Yeah, but I think that one for me, the height of it was the day after the heist. The heist did wasn't to me all of the like the how we find out the how. It was cool, but it wasn't. My excitement wasn't as high as it was before. Maybe also because we stopped and started.
I was about to say my favorite episode was the heist because I got closure, and probably the green episode when Ray got out of jail, like how he did.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a wild episode too.
Yeah, that was
like how he got out of jail and then him faking his death and all that stuff.
I could not stand that FBI agent. My word. God, she was annoying. Yeah. Like, I know she's supposed to be the good guy. I just couldn't
stand. No matter what episode we started on, I still wouldn't like it.
But yeah, the only person I disliked more than her was Bob.
I didn't dislike Bob.
I like Bob more than her.
She was like obsessive and like, I don't know. Like, I guess like in the end, they were criminals. So it's like, yeah, I get it. But also like, she was, I don't know, especially the way she was acting in the episode where Ray broke out of jail. It's like, you still in the doctor's scripts and trying to accuse him of helping so you could go through his stuff and grab like extra stuff for you. Like, it just, yeah, it was just kind of wild. And then it's like, you have no regard for you trying to get back to your son at this point. Like, the way you keep acting like you trying to get back to your son and get custody or whatever, but you're not. You're really not. Like, you drunk off the power of trying to get these people. And I know she feel like Ava ruined her life because of the drug thing. But you really were on drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, she real life was on, like, she was on, yeah.
Yeah, like, you was on drugs.
She was very annoying. Only reason I say Bob was because, like, it would have went perfectly. Like,
he messed up every
step of the way.
Even he got shot because of him.
That's why I said it's like every step of the way, he's messed up every part of the. That's why I can't, like, nah, Bob, you got shot in your hand because you decided to go overboard. What's his face? What else happened during the actual heist? It's like you end up having to shoot RJ shoots you because you're trying to steal from everybody. Like, it's just there's so many ways this went so left
because,
man, it's like y'all could have probably made it away with the bonds. Like, I mean, granted, his daughter probably still would have.
No, his daughter already intercepted them things. Yeah.
But at least it was at least 4 bonds in each thing.
She left y'all something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably like $200,000.
Yeah, she left y'all something, but
from $7 billion, yeah, that's nothing. But I take it.
Yeah. I mean, that was just, I don't know, man. It was just wild. But, I don't know if I have, I think my favorite episode was the red episode where they focus more on Hannah. Just because I wanted to see, like, how she actually fit into this picture. Because nobody else knew that she was involved. Not even anybody on the team. I mean, her dad didn't even know to what extent she was actually involved, for real, for real. So, it's like, I don't know. I feel like that was my favorite episode. Yeah. It connected a lot of dots for me.
She probably my favorite character outside of Ray.
Yeah.
I forgot at the first episode we started with was Yellow, when she was finessing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She said that, like, about the red and her, then the first episode started clicking because I couldn't think of how this started. Oh, and it's a yellow flower.
But yeah, so like that was my favorite episode. And then like, yeah, because she was finessing people when she was little. Like, she picked up some tricks from her parents when she was small. So it's like the fact that she finessed her dad, she knew every step of the plan. She's the only other person who knew every step of the plan. She knew the exact layout of the building. She knew exactly what they would need and what they were using to get. Well, actually, she didn't know everything, every single thing, but she knew most of it. Mm-hmm. And she was the inside man. And it's like, because I was also like, oh, they put gas in the, when they, on the heist episode, they put gas in the flower And that's how they knocked out a lot of the guards. And I was like, that's real smart. That's like real smart. And then she's the one who wiped the video feed because she was there too.
Yeah.
So it's like the only way you can make sure that nobody knows that you were there, besides the fact that you kept calling Roger that night too, is if you, there's no footage here. So you don't got no footage of any room because she was there. So you get the bonds, all that stuff, and then just be out. I don't know. It was just, I liked her. Yeah.
Who else? I mean, Judy was okay.
Judy got on my nerves.
Judy got away with some money.
Judy got away with some money. Yeah. She did, but I,
and a car.
My only thing was, I was like, dang. I hope she don't leave staying there.
She absolutely left staying.
I know. But
there's no doubt about that man was sitting there eating the hot dogs, having a time in his life. Just
he's gonna come find us.
Yeah, it's right. Like no, Ray is not coming for you.
I mean, he really ain't now. Like, yeah.
But yeah, and it's funny because Dad just went over. She was like, she asked him how much he needed to for him to, you know, live comfortable, or whatever. He was like $125,000. She was like, the most I ever got by myself was 18.
Uh-huh.
But then 100 and some thousand just happened to fall in her lap.
Yeah. But that's why I would hope, and I know she didn't do this, but I would hope that she would have, you know, gave Stan some money and then them with their separate ways or something. But I know she went to Mexico. That's where she wanted to go. She wanted to go to Mexico in the mountains and stuff. I don't know why I'm saying Mexico like this, but that's where she wanted to go.
Yeah, she was gone. And then Ava.
I like Ava. She might have been my favorite person.
Yeah, because Ava was doing what it do. And it's like, even when she was being a rat, she wasn't really being a rat. So
she tried to throw them all. Yeah. But I think she should have led them to a different building.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, where she messed up at. Or they shouldn't have housed their computer stuff. Like, what, fake feed there.
But I guess it had to be.
Yeah.
To intersect their cameras.
Well, yeah, but like at least make the drywall thicker or something like up there, because she heard it through the wall.
Yeah, because she be off them drugs. She be listening. Always high. She hold on. What's that sound? She got distracted and found a freaking clue.
I don't know. It was wild. All right.
I was going to say, what y'all get from this? What did y'all learn from this show?
I'm not built for no criminal activity like that.
Honestly.
But now, people are, like, all of this stuff is about people. Like, people's relationships and, like, just them, like, just people making mistakes and then not being, like, everybody for the most part had their own, like, addiction or something, like, whatever. Like, Ray was addicted to, like, the lifestyle that he had, whether Abasi was just, again, addicted to the same, whether it was drugs or whether it was her, like, trying to solve this case. Mm-hmm. It was, like, how people dealt with, like, their, whatever their addiction was or however, like, their obsession, I'll say. And most of them did not deal with it well. Like, most of them was just like, this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Roger was trying to have a new life, but, like, I don't feel bad for Roger either. Because it's like, you could have saved Ray's.
Definitely could have saved
him. And it's like, but again, even he was obsessed with the whole heist scheme, and that's the reason why Ray lost his wife. And Ray was like, I'm out, bro. I don't even want to do this.
Ray lost his wife and his life.
Yeah, like. Mm-hmm.
Same night.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's like, bro, his wife, his life, his daughter, his, like, yeah, his business, like, he was everything that he was trying to do.
Lucrative business.
Yeah. So
it wasn't lucrative.
I mean, it was a slow
but
bait.
It was
taking baby steps. You know, they say the first few years are the roughest.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yep. But still, like, mm-hmm, he was out, they was figuring things out or whatever. But
oh, and then yeah, that episode was sad because like on top of his wife working at that place where dude was like being hella disrespectful mm-hmm. to her, it was like she shouldn't even have been there. He should have told her like.
Yeah, and then Roger is the reason why.
Yep.
He lit the place on fire. Like,
why was that your go-to move to light the entire building on fire?
Yeah.
Like, he's not smart. But, what did I learn? Well, basically, know who I'm around, know who I'm with, who I'm working with, who I'm associating with, make sure it's people that I trust, and I don't know. It is all about people, but also, like, you know, manage my money wisely so I don't feel the need to have to do any of this type of stuff. Like, manage my money wisely, my money and my connections, because that is, I too am not built for that lifestyle. I just, I don't want it.
And I was saying, what about you?
Or I don't want the lifestyle either, but I took from it, worry about yourself. Make sure you good, because that's what Hannah did.
Yeah.
She made sure she knew everything that was going on. It was like A triplets, A twin. It's not, yeah. This Roger guy, he isn't who he say he is, and his thing, his place about to get robbed. I'm not gonna tell you how I know, but I can definitely get you your bonds back. You know?
Right. Like,
she made sure she was good. She made sure she was good. She made sure everybody else was good. They could get out. Nobody had to get hurt.
Except for Carl. Because she hit him upside the head.
Carlos.
Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Like,
Carlos. Carlos. Because she hit him upside the head with the fire hydrant.
Yeah, she did. But they could have been out, but they were supposed to be out already.
I know. Oh, yeah. Because Leo decided to stay.
Because he was like, nah, I'm from around the way. I'm leaving here with something.
Right. I'm getting the revenge that I wanted. Enough for him to not have the money. I need to destroy his life like he destroyed mine.
He said, nah, Roger, you...
That ain't even your name. Your name is Graham.
You know, the fact that he went and visited him in jail, I was like, wow.
And then even that, that reminded me when Bob visited Roger, and he was like I can have Ray dead for you or whatever, and it was like
then he came and visited.
Yeah, just like you didn't do the job, man. You didn't do the job.
He wound up dead.
Yeah, and it's wild because Ray told him, he was like, listen, she doesn't know you're alive.
Yeah, you can go. Dead.
You can you have the money. You can be a ghost right now. You mm-hmm. can start your life over.
He didn't want to do that.
He was like, nah. Right. Call him.
He was addicted to it. And it said, what did it say? Piggy? Porky?
Yeah, it said Porky. Once a butcher, always a butcher. Yeah.
That was funny.
But even still, Bob and Ray had the same issue. They were addicted to the revenge. They wanted the mm-hmm. revenge. They would do anything to get the revenge. Like, yeah, he wanted the money, but he, just like Ray, he wanted his wife back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he did what he wanted to do. And, I mean, Ray set him up, but he did get that money down to Stan and Judy. But Judy took it. So, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully Stan can get a job or something and start over. He ain't got no passport, though.
He ain't got no family. His mom and his sister gone because Carlos...
That was his sister?
Yeah.
I thought that was his wife.
Because yeah, his mom wanted to be a blabbermouth and just yapping away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like... Because his sister almost had him out the building. Like, hey, he's not here. Anybody else here? Nope. All of a sudden...
Christine!
I was like, Gary! Asking about my Stan!
That
what she said.
It's just like, shut up. Right. Jeez.
Oh, well, that makes sense that that was his sister and not his wife. I was like, they talk crazy to each other. Like, that's wild. And you still trying to get with Judy? This is a lie. You got a whole wife at home. I thought that was his wife this whole time. Somebody should have told me. I was wondering. Dang. Dang.
Yeah. And I just remember another thing. Bob messed up another time when he went to Ava's house.
Yes. That's what he the whole reason why she had to work with a bossy.
Because he showed up at her house. Like, why? What is wrong with you?
How did y'all know her name?
Abasi?
Abasi?
I just remember because it was annoying.
I remember it in the last episode.
Yeah.
Because he was like, Abasi's on her way. They're going to be here in a minute.
Like, Abasi!
Yeah.
No, I never heard her. I never knew her name until y'all said it yesterday.
Once they said it yesterday, I was like, yep, that's Abasi.
Stand. I didn't even feel bad when she dropped. I'm not how that sound, but like, when she was gone, or when the trip just showed up.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even feel bad. I was like, you was doing too much. Everybody in the FBI was like, hey, bro, like, listen.
Stop.
You already got this person, Bob gone, job gone. All of them, like, everybody is done.
And they said, now you bring in the other countries into it. We don't need that type.
Yeah, not that type of heat.
Yeah, and it's like, this is talking about above your pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
But they told her from jump, the entire time they've been telling her to slow down and stuff like that and to like let it go. Because she wasn't even supposed to be on the case. Because of what happened before. They was like, you too close to this. We don't want you anywhere near this case. And then you went off the books. You went rogue. And then you took old boy with you because he was in love with you. Mm-hmm. Which I still think obsessed he killed. With the love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had his obsession, mm-hmm. which was Abasi. He was in love with her. I still think it was him that killed Ray.
Well, you know, it wasn't RJ.
Well, it wasn't RJ.
RJ ended up.
Unless he survived. I don't think he made it, man.
Nah, not the way Judy shot that man in cold. And it's like, what was the point
of shooting RJ
that's what I'm saying. Like,
you should just shot Bob. Like,
just kept it moving.
It's too much. But that's why Judy got on my nerves, because I feel like, I don't know if she just felt like captive to Bob or like what it was, but like when Stan had said to her, you need to figure that shit out, like work whatever is going on with you out, that was some good advice, because I don't know if she was addicted to the love-hate relationship that they had or like the abuse that was happening between them, but
she just liked that he wasn't like Stan, because Stan wasn't a nice guy, but he wasn't a man about nothing. Like, he let stuff linger way too long. Like, you just gotta, he didn't, like, some stuff, like, even with the job stuff, like, with the job, with the money, she like, listen, Ray's not gonna come here and drop off your cut of the money. I don't know, like, whether or not he knows or not, you need to stop calling him every day and calling his voicemail. The man hasn't answered your calls and it's been six months. He's not gonna come and be your savior. And when they were in the middle of doing the heist with the liquor, they was about to make like 3 bands. And he like, I'm leaving. You leaving? In the middle of the this is 3 bands. Mm-hmm. Like you committed. You came in, you did your fake accent. She came out there, she did her fake accent. Take the money and leave.
Because y'all need that money. Yeah.
But that was the thing that her and Bob used to do. So, like, right. Bob would be committed to...
And then she would bail him out of jail if anything went left or whatever. But, I mean, he ain't want to be about the crime life for real. Not no more. He was fine.
I mean, after $7 billion, you kind of stuck.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I feel like it was wild. I feel bad for Stan. I feel like in the end.
Innocent bystander.
That was terrible. Boo, this guy stinks.
Yeah,
y'all hear a beep?
No.
I hear a beep.
Is that corny joke?
Oh, that's what I heard.
Oh, the couch. The couch.
Nah, thought it was a fire alarm.
Nah,
black people love that. They fire alarm joint.
I hate that.
But yeah. Stan, I do wish I would have known, like, they would have explained, like, or did a little section why she decided to start dating Bob. Like,
yes.
Because they were just like, all right, well, I'm married to Bob now. He had got out of prison, like, maybe what, like 6 months after Ray got out? Or maybe a year, I don't know.
But we don't know how long he was in there for.
True.
Yeah, I don't think he was just in there for a quick little.
But she was just with him because she had to do things with her nails or whatever, and she would give him like
the SIM card,
mm-hmm. and it was like she was still dating him at that point. So it's like, I mean, I guess it was only a few months.
Dating both of them.
Yeah, probably, but still. Because
she was getting the SIM cards from Bob.
She was getting the SIM cards from Bob.
Nasty.
Nuh-uh, I thought she was getting some cards from somebody else.
No, she
because she said that person was out.
But that's why her and Bob went and saw Stan. He was locked up.
I think it was Bob's connect.
It was Bob's connect. Yeah, because it wasn't Bob. Providing some cards.
Yeah, it was whoever Bob was connected to. The person was like, yeah, he's
out.
And so he's like, what you want me to do? I got people that's
waiting on SIM cards. Yeah. It's like, this isn't, like, you out here talking about this play. Nah, this is serious business in here. Which it was. So.
Yeah, but the Green episode was funny too. He had them all gone off mushrooms. They were in there. It was
in there.
Yeah, that was funny. And then that was a good episode. I wish Ray would have made it.
At least to go see his granddaughter.
Like, I wish he would have made it. I knew it wasn't about to happen, but he knew it too. Yeah. Because he was down bad by that point.
Yeah, he had nobody to take care of him.
Yeah, so I don't even know where. I mean, he had a suitcase, but
that was his clothes, probably.
Yeah, he was trying to catch a flight. Yeah, that man never caught a flight. Mm-mm. Did not.
Yeah, I don't know. It was sad. I wish he would have at least got to go see Hannah, but he knew. I think that's also why he said she knew, but like she didn't. She was hoping that, like, you know, they would get to see each other. Because, I mean, he took so long to even get in contact with her. I feel like if he would have gotten in contact with her a lot sooner, then maybe.
But they would have still needed passports.
But she could have helped.
Yeah, she's somewhere chilling.
On the beach.
Like, he could have been living with her. Mm-hmm. I think that's what she wanted. But he wouldn't call. So then it was just kind of like, all right, well.
But she knew he wasn't about to call. Like, that's why she was like, I mean, you'll call me when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I got all of the bonds. They're about to go.
And do that as you please.
Yeah, it's
like that. Like,
he was like, you got what? I'm in here risking my life, and you. That's smart, but golly.
So then when they were opening up the things with the bonds, he knew that they wasn't in there. He's like, we got to go. We got to get out of here.
Yeah, and that's why Judy was like, he knows where the bonds are. Technically he did, but he didn't know. I mean,
they was back with the people.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's like, all right, this is a done deal, you know, so.
It's nothing we can do but get out of here.
Yeah. Damn, man, my boy Ray. He just wanted to avenge his wife.
Honestly, he did.
Avengers.
Yeah, that's all it was. That's all he cared about.
Like, Bob wanted to avenge his wife too.
Bob wanted to avenge himself and get his wife back because he didn't know that his wife is the one who tried to kill him.
Yeah, to that day he still didn't know. That man was writing love letters.
Right.
I'm gonna kill Stan.
said, we need to work on our communication, but first, I'm going to kill Stan. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, I had almost felt bad for Bob, though. I almost did by that pink episode, and then I was like, nah. You be doing too much, man.
But a lot of the stuff he brought on himself. Like, yeah. he did himself. It wasn't a thing where, like, somebody else caused it. Like, you caused this issue, and now it's just messy because you have a messy way of going about things. So it just, and it's, the stuff that you're messing up is connected to other stuff. It's not usually a standalone situation. It's like, you messed this up, now there's a lead on Ava. Like, you messed this other thing up, now they actually know that you're connected. You messed this other thing up, like, it's just like, now you're in the middle of the street. Like,
what is, you gotta that? Stab yourself in the neck because right? You want to be stupid.
So, it's just, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, might have to bring back good old St. Bree. Hey.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to say, you good. Cause we're that's
to make sure you good.
Make sure I'm good, Breeze. Check on Breeze. You okay, boy? I'm good.
Be saintly to yourself.
Right.
Stay blessed, stay black, my brother. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't know. That was just a wild show. But I think it was good.
It was. I was gonna say, why they put Ray in that wig?
Oh my gosh, that wig was so bad. Oh, like, my goodness.
Like, I know they had to make him younger. And I mean, his wife has looked the same age since we were kids. She ain't aged a day. But like, I mean, he look older now.
He passed the point of not looking that old. Like, you could tell they put on some prosthetics
and
that wig, and it was just like
Big Mama's house.
Yeah. Yes. It was that was not, that did not make him, that made him look older, mm-hmm. if anything. But I thought, okay, so one thing I thought was weird was
she drink her smoothies in the morning, eat a sea moss.
She definitely did.
She also wasn't out there committing crimes with him, so.
Yeah, I mean, he almost got locked in the vault.
Yeah.
I was talking about real life. So she looked the same.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I was saying she wasn't, Pilates. She wasn't out there stressed with Ray, so you know, her skin was gone.
She was at home stressed.
But not as much as Ray was stressed in the vault. Yeah,
that man. Oh, man.
I'm talking about the mom.
Yeah, so he's talking about real life, though, right?
He talking about in the thing then.
But he wasn't in the vault until after she was there, so she wasn't stressing.
That wasn't his first time running into danger.
And I'm talking about when he was in the vault with Roger.
Hit in the vault and he couldn't breathe.
Get me out.
Yeah. Yeah, he in there stressing. She at home like, I hope he comes back soon. Like,
stress is stress.
I mean, yeah, but it's, I mean,
there's like, I don't know what I'm gonna make for dinner stress, and how can I get out of this vault before I die?
Right.
<Can't move> Like, that's a different level of stress. Hand shaking. You gotta be steady.
Mm-hmm.
My thing was, when it's time to do the vault, how he just stopped shaking all of a sudden?
He was still shaking.
When he was doing the vault?
He had to concentrate, and he just moved slower.
And I mean, it just kind of depends on, it's like a flare-up, I think. It's like, it's not
constant.
Because I mean, before that, we didn't even really see him shake. Like after he got out of prison, we didn't, and when he was like with Hannah, when he was doing, we didn't really see him shake like that. It wasn't until after the heist where it was like he
started shaking. Getting worse. Yeah. Like, yeah.
So.
Yeah, nothing to live for no more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, he did what he wanted to do.
He wanted revenge.
Yeah, so it was just kind of like, you know.
Now you do 20 years.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even if you only do 8, it's like, I still took away, your whole life is ruined. Like. Yeah. You can't go back to your wife and kids. You can't go back to that bank you decided to build up. The triplets don't trust you. So.
Mm-hmm. And it's wild because he really could have saved Ray's wife. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't like he had to move a boulder. It was a door.
Yeah, open the door.
He's like, no. And Ray, he kicking in from the other side.
He finally break in. He had enough time to sit there and cry. Like, he holding her crying. Roger could have saved that man's wife.
Because he was standing there for a long time.
Looking at him.
He also could have just left Ray alone. Like, when instead of coming back, like, he said he was going straight. I'm going, listen, leave me alone.
He opened up his garage, shop, whatever it was. Auto parts shop. That's what it was.
Black man trying to do right by everybody, and all of a sudden, here come this one. Never mind.
I mean, where's the line?
We going here?
But nah, yeah, it was a good show. I can't even lie.
Yeah, I like the fact that it was out of order. I think it helped my level of excitement because I didn't know what was going to happen next. Because I couldn't guess the full timeline. Like certain things, it was still like, okay, like he wasn't going to save her, the wife. I knew he wasn't going to save her. I knew he was going to stand there, and then I thought he was going to walk away sooner. But the fact that he was standing there for like at least 5 minutes, you could have opened the door, kicked it in, something to try to get to her.
Or cracked the window.
Yeah, like you just stare. He's like, dang.
Right, he's like,
right, like,
and if you was gonna fake it, like you wasn't gonna do it, at least act like you like trying to break the window.
Yeah,
like, I can't do it.
Give me some theatrics.
Yeah, like, he didn't even try and sell it. He was just like,
well,
it's a little bit hot in here. I'm gonna head out.
Right,
we'll rock like, God bless.
It's like, nah, dang, bro. Especially because you set the place on. Fire.
And this was the heist that you wanted to do to so that you could pay back whoever you needed to pay back. Which I feel like that was a lie. I don't feel like he really owed anybody any money. I just think he was trying to get Ray back in because he's very manipulative. And he couldn't pull a heist by himself. He was probably going broke. But I don't think he owed anybody any money. That's just my theory.
Mm-hmm. But more of this story is worry about yourself. Check on yourself. Okay, that's what I'm doing. About to write it on my mirror, write it on my heart.
Write it on my heart. Check on yourself.
Word. Yeah, definitely check on yourself. Check on the people you care about. But don't be taking on other people's problems. I think that's another moral of this story. Because that's where this all started. He was trying to help his friend. Help your friends, but not at the detriment of yourself.
Within reason.
Yes, within reason.
Help the friends that's helping themselves.
Right.
Because, yeah, you're not about to come to me asking me, man, you see what I'm doing? You see this business?
If you needed them,
would they be there?
Would they be there in the time of need?
Got to be there, got to be there.
And it's because Roger...
Okay.
I was just gonna say, and it was like Roger wasn't taking no risk when he would like he'd be out there dancing with the people. He distraction, like he not doing none of the actual heist.
Yeah, and he don't know how to do it. But that's why I was saying he probably didn't owe anybody any money. He probably just was going broke and didn't know how to pull off a heist by himself. So he wanted Ray back. Like, that's it. He just needed Ray. And I feel like I forgot what I was saying. But he got on my nerves. He was broke. That's it.
Know yourself. Know your worth.
Know yourself. Know your worth. And,
how's your freedom doing? How's your healing doing?
Take inventory of the people that you surround yourself with.
Write it on your mirror. Write it on your heart.
Message. Messages.
But let us know what y'all thought of Kaleidoscope.
What did y'all rate Kaleidoscope? Y'all give it 1 out of 10?
I'm gonna give it a 10 out of 10.
I was gonna say 8.8 out of 10.
Yeah,
I was cool. If I didn't see it, I would have been fine.
Yeah, I would give it a solid 8. I've seen some better shows, but it was good. It wasn't a waste of time.
Yeah, it was cool.
I like Ray.
I liked watching it out of order. I think that was my favorite part about the show. think that was my favorite part.
I feel like I would have liked it better if it was a movie. Like, I didn't need episodes.
I feel ya. But I wouldn't have got all of the stuff that I wanted out of it if it was a movie.
I feel like it would have been like Den of Thieves-esque if it was a movie. I like Den of Thieves.
I mean, it was giving me, I didn't see Den of Thieves, but it was giving me like Ocean 11 vibes, like wanna be Ocean 11. But I liked the fact that it was a series and it was out of order.
Right.
That's just like my favorite thing about it. That's why I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
I give it 8.8.
Well, solid 8.
So we average that out, that's going to be a 9.
Maybe like 8.9. Let's average it out.
How you going?
I don't got my phone.
All right, I'm going to average it out. So you said an 8.
Yep, 8 plus 10.
8 plus 10 plus 8.8.
Divided by 3.
8.9. 8.93, so we're
going to round it up. Nah, that would round down.
No, because we're going to round it up, though. Nah, 8.9 will round up to 9.
Mm-hmm. It will round up to 9.
8.93.
We'll round up to 8.9, but we're going to round it up to a whole number, which is 9. So we're going to round it up to 9.
Or if we're going out of 100, we could go 89. 89 out of 100.
We're going to round it up to 90. On Rotten Tomatoes. So 90 out of 100. It's like, nah, I don't know what it got on Rotten Tomatoes.
It probably been like
10.
That might be a little high.
On Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah. They say every movie is. I've never seen a movie over 30.
I've seen one.
I've seen.
What? Free Willy?
Black Panther.
Oh, really? On Black.
The first one.
I was about to say on Black Tomato.
Ah, that's about to be our new website, Black Tomatoes. Go check out.
Where we give the honest reviews.
Oh man, the first Black Panther, I think. But I've seen another movie, I just can't remember what it is, so I don't really be looking at Rotten Tomatoes for real.
All the movies I like be terrible, according to Rotten
Tomatoes. Yeah, I was gonna say.
So you like bad movies?
Nah.
That's what I'm hearing, y'all like bad movies!
They just might have bad critics.
I do be watching some bad movies, though. I just be entertained, I be trying to figure out how we got here. How you got casted.
Like, dude.
She was about to put on that terrible looking look.
I'm going to watch it. I know. Watch that movie.
I know.
I put it on the list.
I know.
But, yeah. Y'all got any final thoughts on Kaleidoscope?
That's it. Worry about yourself. Check on yourself. How's your healing doing?
How you what? Say that again.
I was about to say, that's healing and freedom. How's your healing doing?
How's your healing?
What
about you? Nothing. Good show. Let me know what y'all think.
Good. Word. Comment below. Let us know what y'all think. If y'all watched it. If y'all didn't watch it, let us know what y'all think based off what we said. Or go watch it and then comment below and let us know what y'all think.
Yeah.
Also, subscribe to our Patreon. If you want to watch us do the podcast live, see all the unedited version. Or if you just want to see our other content as well. For the low price of $3 a month.
Three of them.
You are helping us to create more content, more exclusive content. And also, you'll get to see behind the scenes stuff. Music, blah, blah, blah. All of that stuff. I don't know why I said blah, blah, blah. But anyways. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Mm-hmm. And we'll see y'all next time. Bye!
Adios!
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.